so we were talking in the break there, in between episodes, and Steve, you got a bone to pick with me, man?
I do.
You got a bone to pick? I stopped you because I wanted you to put it out there on air. What's your beef, man?
Yeah, that's fine. Actually, now that you bring it up, I have two. So the first one is a travesty from last episode. Emily set me up for a hoo-ha joke, which was just a phenomenal alley-oop, and I broke the backboard on it with there's something fishy in the hoo-ha of the ship, which I also think was very relevant in context of our mechanophile discussion at the beginning of the episode. So not happy with you. Second, I thought you guys were supposed to be like a sci-fi podcast, but every single time we do roll call and everyone says, you say, "Hi, Griff. Hi. Hi, Emily. Hi." And you say, "Hi, Steve." And I say, "Hello there." You never come back with General Kenobi.
It hasn't happened once. I think it's because you don't do the fucking accent, Steve.
No, I just want it to happen naturally.
You just need to like, "Hello there."
Ooh.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. You gotta give me the context clues.
I've been doing it for like 10 episodes and I'm so mad that it hasn't happened.
I didn't even know that was a thing, and it just, I'm sorry,
yeah,
went over my head.
You've never seen a movie.
I've seen Star Wars.
Sure you have.
Sure, yeah. I have.
The prequels? Have you seen the prequels?
Not all of them.
Well, there you go. Pop
quiz. Right there. Who is General Grievous? Right,
that six arms cat.
Four, but okay.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. Yeah.
He got two extra arms in his pants. I don't know. I'm making it up. But yeah, those are legit bones. You should have got an inspiration for that hoo-ha joke for show.
You know, I was going to back you up with the joke and say that Tex and Zlonin actually cooked fish tacos for dinner.
I'd be fine with that.
That's not an MRE.
Yeah, but there's no fish on the ship, except for the weird fishiness that's going on. See, I'm trying to give it to you now. I'm sorry, Steve. I'm not going to give you an inspiration, but I will make it up to you by putting myself up on the bad joke.
No, that's worthless. Absolutely worthless.
It's like a Bitcoin, man. What are we supposed to do with that currency?
No,
like,
you've been too stingy with these inspos.
I feel like
has three already. You know,
I've only got one. I feel like I deserved one after last episode.
You guys know my strategy of pump it and dump it. All right, I amass inspirations and then dump them all in one important combat.
Yeah, that is your strategy.
That's a solid strategy.
Yeah. Well, how'd that work out for you, Cotton?
Poorly.
No. All right.
Sure. Take it away.
Was that a bold strategy?
Speaking of people I've bold strategy.
Is that what
Adam,
was?
What are you drinking?
A very loose interpretation of bold strategy, Cotton?
Well, probably something disappointing. Probably something none of us are going to be pleased with, and then we're all going to say, "Wow, yet again, add it to the grievance board."
That's what we're going to call it now.
The General Grievous Board.
Things that I'm upset with Adam about.
Okay, well, there's two up there. I'll aim to fill that board up before it's all said and done. Griffin, to answer your question, I'm drinking a Terrapin Hopsecutioner as I'm killing myself with my jokes this evening.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're the Hopsecutioner of your own fate. Mm-hmm. But speaking of people that deserve better, hey, Steve.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
What are you drinking?
My name's Steve. I play Matumbe and Sawyer Saverine on the Hideous Laughter podcast. Today, I am drinking a Hazy Little Thing IPA from Sierra Nevada. And then I'm moving over into Trader Joe's beers, because those are rough stuff. So I waited to the end of the night.
Well, speaking of rough stuff, hey, Heath, what you drinking, dude?
What's up, sugar? I am finishing a blueberry pomegranate Vizzy, but I've got a pineapple mango Vizzy on deck because that's the order that they come in the 12-pack.
You just got to take them out one by one.
Well, three by three, but yeah. Yeah,
well, people getting taken out. Speaking of people getting taken out one by one. Hey, Emily.
There it is.
Doesn't have long, does she?
She's going to be fine. This is going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
Yeah. What are you drinking?
I was inspired by last episode's Elysian Space Tiger shenanigans. I don't have Space Tiger, but I do have Space Elysian Dust. Space Dust. It's an IPA.
One of my favorite beers. So good. I love it.
Well, you know, speaking of the most likely character to snort Space Dust with me, what's up, Zach? What you drinking?
You know it, bro.
Debatable. Hey. Debatable.
I am. I'm still drinking on these Elysian Dayglow IPAs, so right there with you, Em.
Cheers, son.
Cheers.
And nice. Speaking of cheers, I'm drinking a grapefruit Vive. So there were a couple Vives in the multi-pack that was down here. I mean, I'm looking down and I see a couple Coronas, and as I said before we recorded last episode, I'm not about them. I'm not about to start drinking them. Not on a Monday
night.
They're
last picks.
Not on a Monday night. They're not my first picks on a Monday night. That's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. Respectable.
Well, yeah, I think that tonight we're just going to go in right into the game. We're not going to distract ourselves with
just raw dog that space hoo-ha.
We ended last episode there with you guys being woken up in the middle of the night to an alarm. So you did not get a full night's rest. However, I am going to need that save, Yuvari, against that radiation sickness.
With a +4.
With a +4.
With a +4. With a +4.
The good doctor is good. Okay. It's going to be a what? Is that fortitude? Or?
It's a little fortitude. A little 40
fortitude. You're good. Okay.
If you get a 40, you'd be great.
I didn't get a 40. I got an 11 on the die, +3. It's 14 plus the 4, 18.
You mathed. Good job.
I mathed on the fly. I'm proud of me.
That is one successful cure. Oh,
thank God.
You've got two to go, and they got to be consecutive. But you got your first one, first of three, and you don't go down a level, so it's still latent.
Baller.
So you're able to hop out of bed, no problem.
Spry as a spring chicken.
The other issue is that the kitchen's on fire, and that's not good.
Right.
I want to start with Heath, because Lonan came to your door and let you know. What's going on?
Right. Yeah. I mean, obviously. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to try to help in whatever way I can. I mean, are there fire extinguishers on this ship? We did explore the whole ship and we addressed that last episode.
Sure. Of course. Why wouldn't there be? Yeah. I mean, it's code. You got to have a fire extinguisher on a ship.
Right. Because yeah, gangsters sure always follow.
As you say, it never made a gangster that followed code.
But that's okay. I mean, but they smoke big cigars. They definitely gonna have them. You know what I mean? Just in case.
Just in case just you in fall case asleep with it in your mouth.
Does he have some sort of fire suppressant ooze packed away in a crate somewhere?
Well, you killed the ooze. Had you contained one of those, maybe you would have such a thing. But you should have.
Okay. So I want to as quickly as possible. I mean, Zalonin comes banging at my door. The kitchen's on fire. And Tex hops into, let's fix this mode. And I mean, how close is a fire extinguisher located?
So we'll say that there is one in the hall on your way out of your room, across the hall into the galley. So you can grab one as you run to the galley. You know, it's on your way. It's kind of set up in the hall.
Okay.
Behind a little glass panel, so you're going to have to break it. So I'll need that strength check.
Can I ask Zalonin to do it instead? Like, I'm not the dude.
I'm just a mystic.
We'll both punch it at the same time.
Yeah, maybe if we time it exactly. Here we go. Ready?
Right.
Three. Wait, do we do it on go or on one?
It's one, two, three, go.
All right, here we go. You count it.
One, two, three, go.
Boom.
Okay. Do I really need to roll a strength
check? No.
Okay. It's like, that's bullshit, Adam.
For some strange reason, the glass does not break.
Fuck you. Hey, just one second. I'm having to look something up because I have an idea.
Uh-oh. We all know what happens when Heath has an idea.
Do we?
Yeah. 20 minutes later.
No, okay. My idea was to summon a water elemental. And it has a vortex ability, but it's not, it doesn't inherently say the vortex is water, which I think is fucking stupid.
Well, you have to be by water to engage that vortex ability. That's the problem.
It's garbage. It's a water elemental. So it should create water.
Well, the small ones don't. However, right. you do have a fire extinguisher in hand.
Right. I mean, I run to the kitchen with him. And run. I mean, when I get to the door of the galley, what do I see? Do I need to roll a perception?
I mean, to see a fucking inferno. It's not hard to see. So who all is you know? Then you also were able to suss out what happened because you know you read the computer readout, right?
Correct.
So what are you doing?
Running to the galley.
All right. So you're there. Let's see when they get you there. So you're at the galley. Zalonin's right there. Yavari, you know, you wake up kind of like feeling a little headache, but you shake off and feel fine, and you jump out of bed. Or you don't really know what's going on. You could roll a computer's check if you want, or you could just follow the sounds.
Computer's 16.
Mm-hmm. So you're able to find out that the roof is on fire, so to speak. And Tassi, same.
Right. Same thing, but I don't have computers, so I would just probably follow people.
Yeah, you maybe just poke your head out and see that everybody's kind of, you know, grouping in the hall. And up out of the elevator, Xantos comes out of the elevator too. He says, What is going on here?
We got a fire in the galley. You come help us or you shut the fuck up.
Yeah, of course. And Tex, what you see is that the whole left, so like you can kind of step into the first square.
Right.
And what you see is like the whole appliance side, the south side of the galley where the oven and the range is all just up in flames, and including the pantry. It's just like that whole wall is covered in flames. And you notice that the light fixture overhead is like out and pulled from the ceiling. And there's like live wires hanging down.
Okay. Well, I mean, due to the immediacy of the circumstances, like I want to try to use my fucking fire extinguisher and put out everything I can, particularly the pantry.
So I think there are actual rules for fire extinguishers.
Of course it is. It's Paizo.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. I mean, I feel like you should just be able to like knock this out, but I'm just going to look just to make sure. Standard action creates a 15-foot cone of misty vapor that swiftly extinguishes fire within its area of effect, which is, you know, you have enough to put, basically put that out. So you, yeah, there's not even
the whole just fire or just the pantry.
Well, no, the whole fire, because it's a 15-foot cone. So if you were to stand like right on where it says 3 and aim it out, like, you know, it's the bottom 6 squares that are on fire.
Okay.
Hey, so Vin has a cantrip that's energy ray, and you can like choose an element.
It's water.
And like, one of those can be cold. Can I just start blasting? Anyway, I sort of blast an energy rays of cold at the fire.
I mean, sure. But, like, Tex is like, I've got this fire extinguisher here.
The appropriate tool for the job.
Well,
but
I mean,
you come in blasting cold air, and it's like, now it's a cold vapory mist in there. So it's not hot in the kitchen. That's for sure. You've cooled the temperature down and made sure that no smolderings can reignite. I'll give you that, you know. Like,
nice.
Brought the temperature down enough that it's not just out, but it's done, you know.
Okay, I just didn't know if like it was going to take multiple sprays or anything like that. No,
I'm just giving you a hard time. Together, you guys, Captain Planet, that shit, and you know, air and water together.
That's awesome. The Captain Planet joke is so great because my 4 summons are all the 4 elements.
Right. So, you know, you guys take a second to assess the damage. You know, taking 10 on your perception is fine, you know, and you see that most of the food has been destroyed, that there is a small cabinet like directly to the west of you, Tex, that has like, it's like a crate of MREs, but like all the canned goods, all the chips, all the candy, all the seasonings, all of it gone. And it's just now like basically protein bars.
Great. That's great. Yeah.
Xantos comes in and he says, oh my God, the food. We're doomed. We're doomed. We're gonna all die here. What are we gonna do?
I walk up to Xantos and I wanna jump up and slap him in the face.
Oh, is this how it is? The military rising up against citizens.
How many do I have to tell you I'm not a goddamn soldier?
Is that not an SDF badge on your uniform, sir? You are indeed an SDF soldier, as you back...
I'm a freelancer. Shut the fuck up. No, help me. No,
like to be clear, that you guys are all SDF soldiers. Like, there's no doubt. There's no doubt about that. You know, like...
Mr. Loachworth, it will take you several days to starve. It will only take us a few days to get to Eutranius. We're going
one,
to have some
at this
difficult
point, correct?
One right. Fucking day, you double hard,
one
Jesus.
Day, then Jesus. It'll take us one day to get to Eutranius. My advice?
You don't miss too many meals, do you, mate?
Okay. No. He appears to be what I would consider medically a big boy.
That's the scientific term, eh?
Yuvari will pull out two R2Es and give it to Loachworth and be like, there, this should tide you over for a fucking day.
Zalonin, for his part, falls to his knees and he says,
ah, no. Oh, that beautiful ingredients. It's all gone. I asked why. No.
Jesus Christ.
Zalonin. Literally, what? You too. You could go a day without spice. Why is everything just the end of the world on this ship?
I'm sorry.
You survived a whole swarm. We picked you out of a temple where you were just in a trance and everything was coming down on you, and you can't handle a couple days without spice.
No, you're right. I'm a monk. I eat rice every day. I don't know what I was thinking. This Loachworth, he has a way of getting in your head.
Yeah, he's a fucking asshole. And I look at Loachworth. Yeah, I wanted you to hear it because I'm sick of your shit, all right? You keep saying that you'll help us out, but you keep trying to sabotage every fucking thing we're trying to do. Speaking of sabotage, I noticed when I came in this room and put the fire out and did everything I could to save your precious fucking one day worth of rations that the goddamn light fixture up there is pulled down and sparking shit down. We need to investigate this fucking room, all right?
No, excuse me, but aren't you the last two who were in this galley? Did you not cook dinner for us last night? Perhaps you left the oven on and it exploded.
Look, motherfucker. I am sick. Listen, I and goddamn. No, you don't listen to me. Right, I'm a charisma
Ben
class.
Walks up to Loachworth and cast days.
Thank you. Thank you so
beautiful
much.
Beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Beautiful.
What's the DC?
14.
This is 14. Falling apart, guys.
Is anybody around? Like,
I mean, Zalonin is.
Yuvari will throw out her wings to kind of, like, shield the door just so that nobody sees what's going on in here.
Okay. So, all
right. Roll a bluff, Yuvari.
A bluff?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have that.
I mean, it's untrained.
But you can still roll it.
10. Yeah,
10? All right. It's a low DC. 10 was the DC that I set for that, but you did. And you successfully daze Xantos.
Shut the fuck up, mate, he says as he does.
But it's for 6 seconds.
It's for 6 seconds.
As soon as you daze him, I turn to Sigurd, and I'm like, can you restrain this man and put him somewhere where he's not going to be a danger to
don't
himself
you think
or anybody
little
else? We already dazed his ass.
All right,
strain
fine
his mouth.
Yeah, yeah. Just shove a sock in his fucking mouth or
Sig's
something.
Sig's got restraints. He
Does Sig do it?
Yeah, I mean, we're already in deep enough.
We in it now, folks. So you restrain Xantos. Do you gag him?
Yep.
Where do you put him? Let's just do a little bit of... I'll let you roll acrobatics or sleight of hand, whichever you're best at. We're talking about 6 seconds to restrain this dude.
Perfect. That's a 26, natural 19.
Nice. That'll get it. So very deftly, with all your training of dealing with people who are in their feelings, you're able to you kind of zip tie him up real quick. And as he's about to shout, "What is the ma-?" And you just gag him with a little bit of cloth.
I tie it a little tight. I know how to tie it kind of tight. I tie it a little tight.
Okay. You see, you tie it tight, and you see like a couple like sweat tears come out of his eyes. They're not like, he's not like crying or anything, but like, you know what I'm talking about when you get angry and hot and just like your eyes water, you know, just right. For some moisture on your skin, you know.
So... Since Vin was responsible for this, after Sig restrains him, Vin's just going to lean in, you know, kind of lean onto him and said, "All right then, mate. You see, we gave you plenty of chances, but you couldn't behave yourself. So now you're in time out. You understand? I'll do it to you again. You think I'm scared? Mm-hmm. Adjust your attitude, mate, or you're going to be there for a while."
And he just like stares daggers into you, but he stops, you know, wrestling against it. Meanwhile, Zalonin says,
"Yvari, what is happening? What are you doing?"
So quick, as soon as he asks that, Yvari would quick mind link to Tex and say, "We need to tell these people that he was frantic and hurting himself or something. Make it seem like we're not the bad guys." And then would kind of turn her head over her wings a little bit, still kind of keeping her body in the door. And just kind of, the fire's contained. It's fine, but...
I'll message back mentally. It's like he was trying to incite hysteria.
Loachwork, I think the fire, you know, just sent him over the edge. He was... going a little hysteric there. We had to restrain him. He was trying to incite hysteria. Like, she just kind of like quotes the text. And she would sort of lower one wing so that he could kind of look in a little bit.
Zalonin looks at you as you're talking, you know, locks eyes with you until you finish speaking, and then you lower your wing and he looks over your wing. And he sees Zalonin, or I'm sorry, he sees Xantos bound and gagged. And Xantos, you can all see that Xantos locks eyes with Zalonin, and he's got like pleading eyes as he looks at Zalonin. He doesn't say anything, he doesn't squirm. He just like, all of a sudden, his expression is like fully playing the victim, right? And
what a bitch.
And Zalonin says, This
is not the way of Hylax. You, Yvari, and you, Tex, you're supposed to be better. We've lost more than food today.
And he just turns and walks away from the scene.
I approach the bound Xantos and look up at his eyes, I guess. I'm like, "Look, man, you know, and I know, that we've tried everything we could to be amenable to you. And you keep fucking rabble-rousing. You know you're doing it, alright? We're not gonna mistreat you, we're not gonna beat you up, we're not gonna space you. And you're lucky for that. But goddamn it, man, like, you are trying to impede on every fucking thing that we're doing, and we're trying to help you. So we're going to put you, like my friend Vinny here said, in time out for a little bit, all right? And if you will chill out, Everything's fine.
At the mention of we're not going to space you, Sigurd kind of makes eyes at Vinny.
Vin just shrugs and kind of grins. He's
we fucking might.
Like, look, man. I don't know about the rest of y'all's alignments, but I have a sneaking suspicion that Yuvari might be the quote nicest. And she's ready to space this motherfucker, so this ain't the crew to fuck with.
Your boy Vin's chaotic neutral. I just hope you guys
same. I'm chaotic neutral too.
This motherfucker was getting lippy. It was time.
I'm just friendly because of charisma, you know.
I have an alignment that is incompatible with keeping him alive.
You're a doctor. Do no harm. Damn.
Like, in a long-term sense or, like, in a right-now sense?
Well, that all depends.
Yes.
Depends on how this conversation
either,
goes.
Look, either way, you're in timeout, buddy. I'm sorry. I've tried to be amenable to you and do everything I could. We need to investigate this room for any tampering. All right?
Well,
I don't know why you're expecting him to respond. I tied gag pretty fucking tight.
I'm not expecting him to respond. I'm telling him how it is.
Truth be told, this might be the only time we're able to get a word in edgewise, so...
Yeah, kind of like the quiet.
Yeah, I'm kind of enjoying the silence too, mate. I gotta admit.
Well, before we get more onlookers, what are we gonna do with him? And can we go ahead and get a count on what food we actually have left? I mean, I've got a few R2Es that we can spare, you know, but again, like, it's a day, right?
Yeah, as long as we don't go off course, we should be all right.
Yeah, and that would never happen, because, you know, nothing's
gone wrong.
Oh,
that reminds me, Vin runs off to the bridge to check the fucking...
Fuck!
who else has engineering?
Yuvari goes with him.
Okay. So no one.
For the room. No. For the room. For the light fixture.
But for real, I need to check if the autopilot's
the
on
light
course.
Fixture can stay there. Autopilot can fuck us up in a matter of minutes.
I'm trying to find out if somebody exploded this room on purpose.
Yeah, well, we can come back to that.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on the room until you guys come back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, I mean, that makes sense because, I mean, like, the wires isn't as time sensitive as the potential... off course. So you guys run up to the bridge. Let me get those piloting checks.
I have a plus 8. Is yours higher? Who wants
to
aid?
Plus 8.
Okay.
It's plus 8. So
I'll aid you because my rolls have been garbage. Yeah. The 4. I still aid, but yeah.
Still an aid, yeah.
Well, I got a natural 18.
Wow.
Nice. Plus 10 for a 28.
Okay. 28. Is that that's the highest you've rolled?
Well,
right?
That's a 30. With the 8.
No. I have a plus 8.
Big part.
Gives me a 26.
Yeah.
Plus 2. 28.
I mean, it was trying to take you off course again, and you were like on it, you know? And I will say, between that and Natasi's revelation and Yavari's gut instinct, there may not be ghosts in the undead sense on this StarCraft, but there is something like in your starship. There is something like fucking your starship up from the inside out. You know, like this is not an external thing. You can see that this has to be something on the ship, and this isn't like human.
There's some
interaction.
Kind of.
You know, like
mechanophilia, ghost in the machine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that makes sense. That's 100% Swayze already.
Yeah. So as we course correct, Yavari's going to look at Vin and just say, "Listen, I'm just going to stay here and watch this situation. I don't know what's going on, but can you go back and help figure out what the fuck went on in the kitchen?"
Oh, right, love, sure. You got your weapon on you, though?
Always.
All right. Okay, we'll see you. And he heads back to the kitchen.
A dragon kid is never... Thing. Oh, wait.
As he heads out, Yavari would try and calm Zalonin. Wait, that's not it.
That's it.
Yep. That's it. All I can think of is Usador.
Zalonin's in the kitchen, though. No,
he left. He walked away. He was disgruntled with us.
Oh, so where are you going?
I'm in the bridge.
Well, he didn't go to the bridge.
He didn't go to the bridge.
We're having logistical issues right now, guys.
So Vin and I went to the bridge to check the piloting situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Vin is now going back to the kitchen to help with the engineering.
Right.
While Yavari's still in the bridge, she wants to calm the bug man and ask him to join her.
Oh, I thought you said calm.
No, like as in call. Sorry.
I did too.
I thought you meant calm, like
so dang southern.
It's thick, y'all. Up two beers in, shit's getting slippery.
The hoo-ha of the universe. Wet as fuck.
Gross.
Well, I'm going to get another beer on that.
He couldn't even. He's just walking away.
I was like, all right, then.
So, but you've got a plan.
I do have a plan.
That's good. I was hoping that somebody did.
So, I mean, we just, you know, whether it was right or not, emotions ran high. And so, Sigurd, as with the Oni blood that he has, gets the ability to disguise self as a magical ability once per day. So he's going to take Loachwort's comm unit, probably his jacket or whatever he's wearing.
It's going to be real awkward when you take his pants off.
Yeah.
Loachwort's fucking hung.
Why is he so mad? He's got a huge dick.
I don't know why you'd go commando running around the ship as pissed off as he is.
More proof that he's been fucking the hoo-ha of the universe.
Just some of that BDE, you know what I mean?
All right, so here's what I'm going to do. Now, I'm assuming that we have a read on, like, where people are sleeping or what people, like, you know, people have kind of, like, divided off into rooms, right?
Yeah, surely.
Yeah, right.
So he would know where Loachwort stays, right? Presumably.
Well, Loachwort was staying in the observation deck with the rest of the
refugees. Oh, so they're not, like, sleeping in rooms?
There's, like... Let's see, yeah. Actually, Loachwort and his cronies would be sleeping in one of the guest suites on the first floor.
But I would know he, like, sleeps with a bunch of cronies.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, you would.
Listen, guys, I can make myself look like him. Get the heat off us for a little while. Where should I go?
How long can you maintain the facade? I could just say
I'm tired, not feeling good. I could go somewhere.
The beat off room.
So if I tell Loachwort's cronies, you know, I have a meeting with you guys, I guess.
With me.
Well, maybe it should be with me. So I don't have to be two places at once.
Oh. Except that you are. In a weird sense.
So if I do that, get the heat off, maybe even just in passing, tell Zalonin we worked it out, then you guys can stuff him in the captain's quarters till we land this sucker, so it won't be causing us any more issues.
Look, man, I don't like it, but I like it. You know what I mean?
I mean, we don't have many options. Someone's gonna go looking for him if we don't.
Oh, you're right.
If we don't try and cover our bases. I mean, I'm not the most charismatic guy. This is gonna be tough for me, but
how's your accent?
Well, I do believe that I might make a passable Loachwort, but
That's just because I like killing it. You're great.
Well, that was pretty good, mate. I got me. Yeah.
I'll give you an inspiration for that.
All right. I picked it up in the prison. We had some prisoners with
that. We had some plantation owners.
God. Well, I wasn't going to go there, Lord.
Well, that's where the accent comes from. I'm getting the
vapors.
It's fine. They were the prisoners. It's fine. You know,
there are no mint juleps in this prison.
Siggy has invited me to the load room, the jerk-off room, to have several mint juleps and discuss how our groups could work together more kindly.
And I, for one, am going to get my loads worth.
He gets a call on his comm unit, and it's just me from my comm unit. Same guy right there, like, hey, you heading over here? Hey.
You're like a ventriloquist.
I'm waiting here. I'm too deep.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, I must oblige this man.
So I must away.
This is so wild and ridiculous. Yeah, I'm about it. I'm fucking with it. We're a chaotic party. Fuck it.
Clearly. Okay, so here's how we're going to process that. That was great. That was great. You're going to need to roll a bluff check against his cronies.
So is it bluff or disguise? Because the disguise is what you get the bonus from.
I think it's going to be two separate things, right? All because, right. Like, the disguise
Hold on. When he tells us the plan, I would like to cast Charming Veneer on him.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Fuck yeah, dude.
It's all coming together.
Yeah, what's Charming Veneer?
Okay. Target one creature. It's illusion. 10 minutes. Oh, this is a long goddamn thread.
Going for it, dude. All right.
This is so fucking appropriate, at least the first sentence is. You pull gossamer threads from other more genteel realities and wrap the target in them, smoothing the edges of their personality and accentuating their charms. The target gains a +1 circumstance bonus to charisma checks and charisma-based skill checks.
Wow, dude.
My lord, I think you reached all the way over to Louisiana for this one.
Additionally, a creature affected by the spell can attempt a diplomacy check to gather information in only 10 minutes. Once an individual under the effects of Charming Veneer spell you cast has used this benefit to gather information in a specific settlement or local region, no target of Charming Veneer spell you cast can do so again for 24 hours. So you've got 10 minutes with a +1 to all your diplomacy, charisma-related checks.
That's great.
That is awesome, dude.
Disguise is also a charisma check.
It's almost inspirational.
I'm definitely giving you inspiration for that. You know, like, I almost don't want to give it to you because you fucking, like, stole it. Yeah. But you got it. You earned it.
Well, that's why we have the Grievous board.
I get to go on the General Grievous board. He steals my inspirations. Put it on the board.
Why, like, morph? Because I only have 10 minutes of this, too. So I have 10 minutes of both things.
Okay.
So I morph. Quickly, hastily don Loadward's clothes.
Yeah, okay, right. His scientist robes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And and head out towards where I know that he fraternizes with the general populace. And really, I'm hustering and blustering the entire way down because I've had quite the morning and, well... Something went wrong in the other room, but apparently it was handled. We'll see how good it was handled. But I do have some words I must say to Zalonin. I believe he misconstrued the situation that was in there. We figured out something amenable to both parties after he departed. So I'm heading to the observation deck, and I have...
Well, no, aren't you going to his suite where his cronies are? Right.
Oh, like, yeah, but I, so on my way, I have his comm unit. I guess before I'm on my way, like right before I'm on my way, I would, I'd be like, hey, Vin, before I, turn into this blowhard, is there anything you could do about this comm unit? If I could log on to it, it's going to be way more convincing.
Yeah. Yeah, have you tried 1, 2, 3, 4 for the password?
He seems like that kind of asshole.
I just got a feeling, you know.
Roll a computer's check, you know.
Okay. That's going to be a 22.
It's not 1, 2, 3, 4, but it is 1, 1, 1, 1.
Tricky bastard.
Let me see if I can activate the FaceTime on here.
This one's smart. Okay, so yeah, that'll so you've got all sorts of bonuses going into this thing. All right. You've got your Oni bonus for your disguise. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna give you a +2 on both checks for the comm unit.
All right.
For the diplomacy, I'll give you an inspiration that you have to use on the diplomacy, just because I like the idea.
Is that the bluff or the diplomacy for Zelona?
The bluff. I'm sorry, the bluff. Yeah, right. The bluff. Right. For the speech.
You get a general +1 for all charisma related checks.
I'm aware of that.
Yeah, yep. So you got all sorts of bonuses on
this. So for the bluff with the comm unit and the I have an inspiration and I have the +1 from tech, so I'm rolling out a +3, but I have inspiration. You gave me an inspiration, which we'll see after that bluff if I feel like using on the disguise, because I might.
All right. Well, you have to use this inspiration on one or the other, or it expires.
Yeah,
you
know, I'm aware.
All right, cool. All right.
Well, was that the one you gave me at the beginning of this, and you're just retroactively calling it one that expires?
No, this is a bonus one.
Okay. Yep. So, yes, right.
I love this plan. Like, I'm all about this. I think this is great.
So, Sigurd gets noticeably less toned, flabbier, jowlier, sadder looking. He walks with
the
characteristic hunch of Loachwort.
I love penis that he's turned into Quasimodo.
He just like he heads to the area that his cronies populate. He's looking for the guy that Sigurd was the only one that noticed him nudge. So he's looking for that guy.
Kind of his number two. Yeah. Right.
His John Gotti.
So does he find him? I assume they're in that area. Yeah.
I feel like to set this up, like Tex like kind of tails you down the hallway. Then he like hangs back as you make that little juke around the whack off room into where the guest quarters.
Just to cast it at the last possible second.
Yeah, and he just kind of winks at you and you know finger guns.
Finger guns is how I cast it. That's how I cast it.
It's like all right, and boom, you go.
And fake Loachwort just starts walking with a little more pep, like Spider-Man 3, Peter Parker.
No, that's too much. It's too much.
Texas is like covers blown. Dial back.
Covers blown, man.
Must have been the heating unit in this place.
Yeah.
It's that toot that I did earlier.
I should not have done a toot this early in the morning.
Yeah, and you see Calvin. That's his name.
Calvin.
Yeah.
Calvin, my dear boy. The disturbance we had this morning was, well, you could tell it's those idiots trying to run the ship's fault. I saw it happen. But we got to talking, and they agreed to have a meeting with me. That tough member of their group, tough-looking red fella, he agreed to meet with me for a few mint juleps, and figure out how maybe we could have an accord, maybe how we could start running things around here. So I figured I might meet him in the, in the hollow deck, and one drink might lead to a few. So I'd say, whatever you boys had planned for today, well, feel free to do it without me. I'll await my return, but don't await it too hastily, because who knows what may happen in there. It's a veritable garden.
I'm gonna go bang Sigurd real quick. Don't worry about it. I'm just about to go bang
It's
Sigurd
a veritable garden of earthly delights in there. And we do have some time to kill, so don't bother with whatever may with however long I may take.
Wow. All right. Dude, so we got some rolls to make, Griffin.
I'm so confused about these insinuations.
That means he's doing them right.
In true HDF style, there's some weird sexual energy going on here.
I apologize for the energy I'm giving off, but, you know...
I have a bonus to my career.
Everything in this ship is in a tizzy.
Once the big man started looking at me sideways, I got all frivolous and frisky.
All of this is canon.
I do believe I'm getting a case of the terrible.
Like, just to be fair, this is like what Sig thinks charisma is.
Right.
Like, Sigurd is not charismatic.
You're
so this is him
that.
doing charismatic.
All right, the first thing we need, Griff, is the disguise check. Let's see how well you look the part.
I am going to burn one of my inspirations on this.
Oh my god, I'm dying over here.
So
when I get to you, training is the first place I'm going to go. Is
that first roll? That first roll is a 29.
Oh my gosh!
So I'll roll it again. I'll roll again, see if I get a natural 20 since I did burn it.
The age at which I inherited my plantation.
No, I did not beat the natural 18, so...
No, inspirations are just a plus 2, man.
Oh, like it's just a plus sorry, 2. Then it was a 31. Sorry.
31. Yeah. Okay, yeah. That'll get it. You look the part of Mr. Letchworth. No, like, there's no doubt in Calvin's eyes when you step in. Now let's see if he's hearing what you're saying. Let's get that diplomacy.
Is it diplomacy or bluff?
I got it now. Sorry. Yeah, okay. Sorry. Bluff. Thank you. Oh, boy.
Okay. All right. Oh, baby. Okay, so I got the one from Tex. I got the two from the computer. And right. I got the two from the bonus. The inspiration I can only use on this, so... I'm rolling this at a plus five, but I got a 17 on the die.
On the die.
Which goes to a 22 with those bonuses. Come on.
You beat it by one.
Come on!
Yes! Oh my god! Yes!
Lit!
Fuck yeah, dude!
God!
All right, Zelonin, I mean, you know what's best. What should we do?
I mean, I say you all make the best of a situation. I can't imagine with me fraternizing, it's probably going to be a slow day.
Can I write my poetry?
I would be angry if you did not.
Will you read it this time?
I do declare you must share it with me after I've had several beverages.
All right, I need you to roll a separate bluff check.
God damn
on
it!
That.
You pushed your luck. You pushed your luck.
Pushed it too far. Fucking center.
Went too far.
So, and the rest of you cronies go and get extremely drunk.
Let's get that bluff check.
Damn it.
I'm with it. Doing it.
Fine. Feet fail me not. Okay, natural 16. So that's... But it doesn't have the inspiration, so that's...
It's got a plus one, for
it's
sure.
It's got a plus one, and I still assume I carry over the computer benefit, so it's a 19. Uh-huh.
Okay. Calvin says, you're not going to read it. You never do. It's fine. I write it for myself.
Well, I mean... Calvin, I'm sorry for how I've treated you, all right? You know, I... I must away. I'm getting a call from Sigurd right here, and Sigurd like beeps his commune.
I must away. The julep's calling my name.
Oh my god! All right, yeah. I mean, you overall succeed in that scenario, and you've bought you the day.
Fuck yeah!
That nice, dude. Awesome. Yeah,
dude. He just sits in there and fucking drinks. he downs you on the comm units. He's like, probably be for the best if I hung out in here.
This was all just a setup so that Sid could just sit around and drink all
so
day.
So, Lloyd, like, what do you got on the menu?
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, just lock a damn door, man. You only got 10 minutes.
Okay, so we have to do something with Loachwort, right?
You have to what?
We have to do something with Loachwort, the actual Loachwort.
Yeah, the plan was to put him in the captain's quarters.
Mm-hmm. All right, so are we gonna move? Are we gonna move him to the captain's quarters?
Yeah, but it's like right across the hall. It's no problem.
You've already take his ass to my quarters.
Oh,
it's not like that.
Yavari would swing down from the bridge and pick him up because it's easier for her, I reckon. I just said, I reckon. Fuck you with your loads worth speak.
Well, I do declare, I don't think that's the way you should be talking to a man of such stature.
Of such genteel origins.
Oh, God.
Well,
go ahead, Zach.
When we get him sat down, Vinny just wants to just have a little heart-to-heart with him for just a brief moment.
All right.
You
can,
know?
Can I be there?
Sure.
Can I be there? Yeah.
I mean, so... Sure. I guess after Yavari sits him down, you know,
she Vin leaves. Will kind of
Vin will just kind of squat down, and he'll pull his tactical survival knife out, and he'll just be kind of playing with it while he's talking to him.
Okay,
says, "Oi, mate, you see, you was just causing something of a ruckus, and I don't care for your mutinous behavior. If it was left up to old Vinny, I'd just keelhaul you and be done with it, but." Fortunately for you, me hearties have something of a moral dilemma about spacing you. So, like I said, we're just going to put you in a timeout, give you a sec to think about your attitude problem. But make no mistake, and he kind of points the knife at him when he does it. He says, if you give us any more problems, mate, it's the gangplank for you, savvy?
And he just kind of bites down on his gag and just stares at you and like roll a sense motive.
Okay.
You can roll it with a plus two.
That's going to be a 17.
17. Yeah, I mean, he just stares at you steely-eyed. You know, he's gritting on the gag.
You know, mate, I don't think that you're taking me words to heart.
I'd, like, put a hand on Vinny's shoulder and say, all right now, all right. And I'd, like, look back at Loadsworth and just, like, very quietly say, I fucking tried, man.
Okay.
All right, then.
We'll see you.
Yeah, we'll fucking see you, mate. Okay.
Okay. You didn't have
anything enjoy your time out.
When you say you fucking tried, that was it.
Yeah. Well, that's my whole thing. It's like I've tried to be amenable to this dude for the entire time, and he's pushed back on me. I brought him a beer, tried to be cool with him, and he's shit in my fucking hand every time.
Gross.
So,
metaphor.
So as you're saying that, all of a sudden the lights flicker. And then they go out. Like, no power on the whole ship. And, you know, like, your little flashlights come up on your suits, right? And you see Zelonin, and he's not gritting anymore. And he's just looking at you.
Zelonin?
I'm sorry, Xantos.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's like, what? Is he the bad guy?
Well, we just got to go by his last name, man. I can't be switching between them Zuz. Yeah.
Loachwort. and all of a sudden his expression just kind of changes. You can see fear in his eyes. I mean, and it's like quiet. The power is off on your ship.
Are we just floating in space at this point then?
Yeah. Be no gravity.
Sigurd's in the hollow deck like, Lloyd! Lloyd! Where'd you go?
Would Yavari have made it back to the bridge? She left as soon as she dropped him in
Captain's room. You could be in the bridge for sure. So let's see here. Let's put Yavari in the bridge.
You're my obnoxious neighbor. Just hang on.
No.
I mean, I can't.
Is it not coming up on the track? Good. Okay.
Is it 9 o'clock at night? He's revving his engine.
Yeah, he's revving it up,
like a real winner.
I'm even telling you, that's why we had to talk about it.
Yeah,
that's why it's on the show. Sigurd, where are you?
I'm
Natasi. Where are you?
I'm in the holodeck.
I would have been with the people and Lodesworth. I don't know exactly where that is on the map.
Gotcha.
Cool.
Sigurd,
The holodeck. Or whatever we're calling it.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. You're in there. Okay. Yeah. So power's out. And, you know, then you can suss out just kind of with your basic knowledge of ships. That means the thrusters are down. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Like you're just drifting right now.
And the gravity's out? Are we floating right now?
Yes, and the gravity's out. You're floating.
Great. So,
there's like a whole set of rules. I was going to say,
that's
that
not
shit.
Just thrusters. That's like.
No, the power. Like, the power is.
Yeah.
Everything shut off.
That's
you're
bad
like
times.
In a dead ship. You're in a dead ship.
Okay, well, I suppose that the most prescient thing to do is to try to make my way to the engine room, would it not be? I don't know any other way to get this thing online.
Our comms still work though, right? I mean, they're
independent.
Personal.
Yes, yeah. Correct. That's correct. Yeah.
Just make sure it wasn't some fucking EMP or something. As soon as the lights go out, Yavari would calm to Vin and just be like, Vinny, you...
Oh, yeah, you think I don't see this too, love?
Well,
I'm
no,
working on it.
Not.
Give me
it's
one
dark.
Minute.
Everybody roll a perception check.
19 for old sake.
Very cool, very cool.
For what
cool.
It's worth, I have dark vision.
My brand new Norse Foundry fireball die just rolled their second natural 20.
I also rolled a 19.
Oh, I didn't roll a 19. Board, I'm at 19. I'm at a dirty 19.
Yeah, I got a dirty 19 as well.
I rolled a 19. I got a.
I rolled a 14. I got a 24.
Damn, right, so boy.
Everybody above a 22, you hear kind of just like almost echoing through the intercoms of the ships. Like, just kind of reverberating all throughout the ship.
I think I know what this is.
I'm 100% certain I know what this is.
I think I knew what this was last episode and didn't say it.
Right.
Pretty sure we talked about this on the Zone of Truth.
Exactly. Sure we've had conversations on air.
You know?
Well, I have no idea.
Why don't y'all finish your drinks?
Come on.
Glitch Goblin. That's calling it now.
Glitch Gremlin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Gremlins.
Gremlin, you're right.
I think we got ourselves a Hopkins.
Oh, I bet you're right.